Good afternoon. News time, 12 at noon. 41 degrees outside. We're going to stay around that temperature for the rest of your Thursday under partly sunny skies. A Sheboygan man faces theft charges for stealing nearly $26,000 from a downtown Sheboygan restaurant. According to the criminal complaint, the owner of 8th Street Ale House found in their records that 31-year-old Brian Glynn had conducted 1,045 refunds of cash sales since early February, allegedly pocketing the money. They also had video of him stealing $120 from a cash register and computer records showing him using another person's login code to conduct a refund. When Sheboygan police interviewed Glynn on the matter, he provided a written statement that he knew he did wrong and has been dealing with a heroin addiction for a couple of years. A second Democrat says he'll run for the open Wisconsin Attorney General's post next November. Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan says he's well qualified on the basis of 13 years as a prosecutor and his service in the state corrections department, where he rose to the number two position. Ozan says the state Justice Department faces significant challenges, especially with increases in heroin abuse, internet child sex predators, and human trafficking. Ozan would run against Milwaukee Assembly Democrat John Richards in a primary next August. The only Republican to run so far is Waukesha County District Attorney Brad Schmiel. They are all hoping to replace Republican J.B. Van Hollen, who will step down at the end of 2014 after 8 years in office. The White House hails the latest numbers on the growth of the economy. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has this report from the White House.
The White House says the latest gross domestic product numbers are an indication that the recovery is gaining traction. Council of Economic Advisors Chair Jason Furman calls the 2.8% growth in the third quarter solid, but warns that fourth quarter numbers are likely to be slowed by last month's two-week government shutdown. He also points out in a blog posting that growth was up in the private sector, in exports, and residential investments.
Governor Scott Walker was in Sheboygan yesterday to help promote the efforts to train more people for manufacturing jobs. He joined Congressman Tom Petri, state and local political, education, and business leaders in a Kickoff Your Manufacturing Career event put on by Lakeshore Technical College and Volrath. Walker praised LTC for their partnerships with businesses and school districts in making sure there are qualified people available to fill manufacturing jobs and how the state will help out.
We've got to have people who have the skill sets that we're providing in programs like LTC is providing here in this partnership today that allow us to move forward, and we're going to continue to do that.
Walker used the event to promote the first chance for state businesses to receive a grant through the Wisconsin Fast Forward program that will fund ways intended to train skilled workers in the state. The Chicago man who led law enforcement on a chase through Sheboygan County Monday has been charged. Mike Kinzel has more.
According to the criminal complaint, 29-year-old Darius Hammond was in the Sheboygan County Courthouse for a court appearance regarding a retail theft charge. When his bail was increased, he fled Circuit Court Branch 3, was able to get outside and to the vehicle he had arrived in. He would lead authorities on a chase across Sheboygan and eventually onto I-43 southbound, reaching speeds at times of up to 110 miles an hour. The chase ended when Hammond lost control and rolled the vehicle just across the Ozaukee County line. He's now facing over 20 years in prison for attempted fleeing, obstructing, escape, and bail jumping. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
Police in Waukesha County are looking for a missing girl. Catherine Stahlbaum has not been seen since Tuesday morning. Her last communication with anyone was a text message to a friend saying she missed the bus and would be riding her bike to school. But Catherine never made it to Kettle Moraine High School. This is Waukesha County Sheriff's Inspector Eric Severson.
I'm really hopeful that people will take some time tonight, kind of recall their day, and help us out if they think they've seen Catherine within the last 24 hours or so.
State Senator Glenn Grothman favors a weaker voter ID law, which was the subject of a public hearing yesterday in Madison. The original law to require a photo ID to vote is currently held up in the courts, and a weaker version to provide some exceptions to the photo requirement has been proposed. Grothman on Sheboygan's Morning News this morning weighed in on the issue.
It would be a very weak voter ID bill, but at least there'd be a greater chance it would be ruled constitutional. Now, even a law like that, the left will sue and say it should wind up in the courts, and there's a good case even that law wouldn't be effective for next November. Personally, I'd rather pass the weak bill, because I think there's a little bit of chance we get something in effect by next November, but there are lawyers on both sides of the issue.
Democrats are saying that the exceptions to allow the poor and disadvantaged to vote would publicly identify them and discourage them from voting. State Senator Joe Lipom was right in the middle of a contentious issue in Madison yesterday. Democrats on a state Senate committee rejected the appointment of former judge and Congressman Harold Frelick to the State Government Accountability Board. The election panel reached a 2-2 deadlock yesterday before Lipom, who was listening on the phone and was cut off, called back and cast the deciding vote. The committee meeting reportedly got heated enough to force Republican Committee Chair Mary Lazick to storm out for a time after Democrat Linda Taylor refused to stop questioning the panel's attorney. The committee also approved three other appointees to the board. The full Senate could take up the appointments on Tuesday. The centerpiece of this year's Thanksgiving dinner should be affordable.
Well, it looks like turkey prices will be pretty similar to last year, maybe within a few cents up or down, but should be very similar to last year.
That is UW poultry expert Ron Kane, who says that means frozen birds will sell for $1 to $1.10 a pound. If you're willing to pay for fresh or organic birds, be willing to pay a little bit more. Taking another look at your forecast for today, we're expecting temperatures in the low 40s, partly sunny skies, dry through the rest of the day, and for tomorrow as well, we'll eventually warm up to near 50 by Saturday. Currently outside, we're at 41 degrees as we get ready to head on back to Rush Limbaugh on 1330 WHBL. WHBL News Time, 1206.